You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Our focus today is on Carolina Beach, where voters will choose two candidates from a slate of five on town council this year. Carolina Beach is one of three beach towns in New Hanover County. Of the three, which include Wrightsville and Curie Beaches, it is by far the largest, with a population of more than 6,000. Joining me now is Joe Dan Garza, who is seeking one of those two council seats. He is the Director of Operations and General Manager at Wake and Bake Donuts, a local business now in Carolina Beach and downtown Wilmington, which he helped establish a bit more than 3 years ago. Joe Dan served almost 4 years as a subcontract specialist in the defense sector and nearly a decade in operations management in what he calls a corporate setting. Joe Dan Garza, welcome to Coastline.
Hey, Rachel. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you,
too.
Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. And you can ask your own question of Joe Dan Garza by calling us today at 910-343-1138 or by emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. Help us understand your background. So now you work at Wake and Bake. You told me when you sat down that you were up at 1:15 this morning. So you have very early days.
I helped to establish and build that with my best friend. His name is Danny. We've been friends forever. And we ultimately knew this was going to be the location to build this and to be a part of that community, because who wouldn't want to live at the beach? Before that, the array of things you just shouted out all built up to land me where I am now, to want to continue to help this this town blossom. And
what is it about you, Joe Dan Garza, that you think Carolina Beach needs?
Oh, man, that's good. That's an awesome question. Truthfully, I just think that with my work and my life experience, I've pretty much learned that anytime you need to attack or address a unique issue, it all comes down to being cooperative, working together. And if you look at my background, I've done very well in those standards. I'm really good at grabbing people, bringing them together, looking at the different dynamics on how to reach that common goal. And I'm a people person. I think anyone who sees me or meets me understands that I'm very passionate about meeting people. I want to chat. I want to get to know them. And being a part of this community, I think that it's moving quick. And I love being a part of it. And I want to continue to help to encourage to get that public involvement, because getting the public involvement, you have a diverse viewpoints from everybody. Everybody. Just listen, you chat, and they're all valuable. And you get them into that decision-making process, and it's going to be more beneficial for them as well as for the town.
Are there specific issues in the town or specific areas that you kind of feel, that needs improvement, and I can help with that?
Number one is I feel that we can unify the relationship between the town government and its residents. Currently, right now, you have the website and you have the Facebook, which are both very awesome, has a lot of great information. However, anytime you hear me, I say, think outside the box, think outside the box. I feel that the town could use their Facebook page, create an event. Hey, we're having the town meeting today. Here are the things that are key issues. Or live streaming. Do something that grabs their attention besides just, hey, it's on the website, hey, it's on Facebook. We like tangibility, and we also like to be engaged. So the number one thing that I think is an issue that could be addressed, maybe improved upon, is unifying that relationship between the two. Start looking at different ways to get the residents engaged. That way, you're not getting complaints. You're getting people that are saying, hey, let's all show up. Let's do these things. Let's work together to continue to build this community to be the forefront of a town that we should be.
When you hear residents complain, and you would hear a lot having your own retail operation going on there, what are the biggest complaints in Carolina Beach that residents say, why can't they fix this?
Truthfully, right now, it's that communication. Like, you have roads that are being worked on, and maybe a note's left on the door, hey, this week this is going to happen. But no one's actually physically saying, hey, Rachel, look, we do apologize that your road's taking a little bit longer. Just bear with us. Let me tell you what we found. And so that way you understand what's going on. I think that's the number one thing. Because everything else, if you look at the town, flood preparation, infrastructure improvements, everything is currently improving. But that small communication piece, I think, could actually open up a little bit more.
So you mentioned roads. Traffic is a huge issue in Carolina Beach. And right along with that is parking. That is a tough nut to crack, and it is for all of the beach towns, really, in New Hanover County. What ideas could you bring to town council to improve on in terms of traffic and parking?
Carolina Beach has less than 700 parking spots. On any given day during the summertime, we have definitely more than 700 visitors on our island. It's a tough question to try to answer, because truthfully, if you look at all the different dynamics, okay, do you build a parking lot? And if you do, how pleasing aesthetically can you make it to where it looks great for the customers, as well as making it work as well as for the visitors? Maybe doing a storm art around it, as well as having green roofs, so that way that storm water runoff is pushed away and somewhere else. And giving it that really cool beachy look vibe to where I say, okay, cool. Maybe we even step out of it and get a private sector or somebody to come in, bid it, and say, hey, look, we know right now we have 100 spots in this location. What can you do to improve upon that within that range?
So what would you say to someone who says, a parking lot or a parking deck isn't the best and highest use of land there? Would you ever consider setting up a mass transit system to bring people over to Carolina Beach from somewhere else?
I'm very pro for what the residents want long term. The thing is that with Monkey Junction and River Road growing, they're going to want to come to Carolina Beach. So currently people look at us as a tourist town during the summer. In the next 10 years, we will definitely not be that. It's going to be an increase of up to 50,000 residents who are going to want to come to Carolina Beach because we're fun. So what we need to do is we need to engage our residents to figure out what they want the most. Is it mass transit? Is it you pay a toll to come on? Is it a parking lot? Is it buy more land, build stuff? We need the residents' voices on this, because ultimately they're the ones who are affected by this long term.
How can Carolina Beach up its room occupancy tax receipts? We know there are people who find ways around paying the tax, and that is, of course, ultimately a New Hanover County issue. But does Carolina Beach just have to sit back and wait for New Hanover County to solve it, or are there things the town council can do?
The room occupancy tax is extremely important to us. A lot of people don't understand how that works. It's a breakdown where 3% is towards the sand and renourishment, 3% is towards advertising. We could probably break that down to where because it's a 50-50 split. And going down the road, I'm sure we could look into making it maybe a 90-10, 90 towards nourishment, 10 towards advertising. I think it comes down to communication again. Even if people are doing Airbnb or all these other ideas that are out there, if the town shows them the benefit of this room occupancy tax and how it's going to take care of our beaches, average person is a good hard person. They're going to jump on board. You know what? I think that's an awesome idea. Let's do that. Again, it is New Hanover County tax. We don't have those structures in place to police that. However, the proper communication to the residents are putting those into place. I'm pretty sure they're going to jump on board, because residents are awesome, they're extremely unique, and they want what's going to be the best for our beaches.
Where do you stand on the issue of offshore drilling for oil and gas?
I stand on the side of all the people that want green. I'm totally against it. I think it's not beneficial for anybody. Marine life, over, 1.5 million gallons just spilled annually that we know of. Long-term, it's not beneficial for us. I think we should start looking into other areas of opportunity on how we can stay away from fossil fuels. I'm opposed to it.
So then there are issues, certainly, and this may be one of them, on which local council members have no policymaking authority. So how do you see the role of a Carolina Beach town council member? Are there ways that you can leverage what appears to be limited power in situations like this? What would you do if you were elected?
In regards to that?
Or any other issue that you have a stake in but you don't have any policymaking authority?
You may not have the authority for that, but again, if you can unify those residents on your side, and one person might not make a move, a couple of thousand will. You get them on your side and start pushing and showing how you care about what you believe in, then someone's going to raise an eye and listen to you. And that person may be the person who actually can make those judgment calls.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Our focus today is on Carolina Beach. With us now, answering your questions, Jodan Garza. He's seeking a seat on the Town Council of Carolina Beach, and you can ask your own question during this live Thursday edition by emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. You can also call us at 910-343-1138. Jodan Garza, there are five people who are seeking these two open seats. So there's some competition here. Where do you disagree with the other candidates?
A good bit of the candidates I don't disagree with. And I know I keep going back to that communication piece. Communication, accountability, open up to the residents, let them know what's going on. Even if it's just vague, hey, we made a mistake. Currently, this lake issue seems to be the number one thing that people talk about. And a lot of people feel that Jodan's attacking everybody, this, and that. I'm not.
The fact that the dredging had to be suspended at Carolina Beach Lake because the town was putting it in a place that it wasn't permitted to put it, the material.
Correct. So it was a breach of contract on Carolina Beach's side. Currently, we lost $70,000, and we're looking into if we want to complete this on time, it could get up to $500,000. It could be more. It could be less. I know they're currently working with CWC, which are the contractors. I feel really strong about it because I'm a resident, and that communication piece, nobody has stepped out and had spoken up about it. So you know what? I'm going to address it because I feel heavy about it, and residents ask me about it. So I don't really disagree with a lot of the candidates, except for that I feel that sometimes the answers aren't, they're kind of teeter-tottering on that line versus saying, you know what? This is what it is. Here are the facts. Let's look at the facts on all things on this town. Let's address them. I think that a handful of the candidates are amazing. I think they have great ideas. The town's got a lot of things that are structurally working. And again, there's just little things that could be tweaked up.
Well, what's not being said about that issue that should be said?
Okay, here's where I disagree with the majority of people. You have people that are currently in place, the town council, and you need to look at all the different avenues on how residents get their information. Is it reading the newspaper? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it face-to-face? Okay, cool. Then you have these five people that are currently running our town. Find those avenues. Use those to say, hey, look, here's what's going on. Whether it's a Facebook Live video, whether you record a video and you put it on the website, or you put it in the newspaper, you need to come out and let the residents know what's going on, why we're losing money, and what we can do as a community to help you fix this better. And that's not being done at the moment.
The town of Carolina Beach has or had an ad hoc plastic bag committee, which for several years was working to reduce the usage of single-use plastic bags and eliminate them from the coastal environment. Earlier this month, the state legislature repealed the plastic bag ban that was in effect in the Outer Banks. So how do you see the state's action through the lens of the Carolina Beach Town Committee? How would you move forward?
Again, communication. I think sometimes you have to just let people know what's happening and then throw some of the stats out there so that way they see. Roughly 1 million seabirds and over 100,000 marine animals are killed annually due to plastic. Some compounds in plastic have been found to alter hormones and have potential health effects for humans. Throw that out there. Maybe charge a fee for plastic bags. There's a handful of options that we can do. Single-use plastic definitely should be pushed away from. You know, just, hey, we should not focus on this as a community that's not used plastic. How can we get businesses on board? How can we get our residents to understand the power of this? And again, I think it comes down to that communication piece.
Since the discovery of Gen X and other potentially toxic chemical compounds in the local drinking water supply, what does Carolina Beach need to do to ensure safe drinking water?
I know currently they've looked into a reverse osmosis system. It's a bullet that you need to bite if you want that budget. You know, take it, run with it. I think currently they are looking into it. It's super beneficial for the residents. And once they hear that and what's going on, I think everyone right now is jumping behind that. And I think they're doing an awesome part on that. And I stand behind that.
Do you know what the estimated cost would be?
I do not know that information off the top of my head. I do apologize. I will try to get that information out and throw it on my Facebook page later once I do.
There was a recent candidates forum that was posted on the website of the Island Gazette, moderated by Cy Cantwell of the Star News. There was this moment of loud and prolonged laughter after one candidate in Curie Beach said it wasn't a good idea to follow Carolina Beach's example on any issue. Is there a tension between Carolina and Curie Beach?
And I personally don't see it. Anytime I talk about the island. I think we are two communities with amazing big ideas, and we can continue to unify things together. So I don't see tension. I see two communities that want to build a better island for the future.
Joe Dan Garza, that's our time. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back, we'll meet Joe Benson, who is running for mayor of Carolina Beach. We're taking your questions during this live Thursday discussion at 910-343-1138 or at coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.